Do today is the Shem Hashem, the Ekeh Asher Ekeh. What I want to do is the Shem Hashem in Shmos Gimel Yudalad. The Rambam doesn't have it as a Shem Hashem, but others do. But I just want to understand, try to maybe go through it a little more in the future. I just want to start today with Rashi's chat. So Rashi says, Ekya Sher Ekya. So Rashi says, Eye Imam Bitzora Zos, Asher Eye Imam Bishibut Shor Malchias. So it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, tell them that I'll be with them in this sorrow, and Asher Eya Imam B'Shibud Sh'or Malchiyos. Kimo Asher Eya Imam B'Shibud Sh'or Malchiyos. I mean, that's the way, just the semantics of the Asher. What is the Asher? Is Eya Imam B'Tzara Zos, Kimosha Asher Eya Imam B'Shibud Sh'or Malchiyos. That's the Asher. It's a lot of times in Lashon HaKodesh, especially in the Torah, a lot of times a word or a prefix is missing. A lot of times she is missing. You see, kimo asher, kimo she, kimo she. It was eke imam b'tzara, kimo she asher, kimo she asher eye imam b'tzara acheres. So according to Rashi, that's the pshat in the shame. In other words, I'll be with them now, just like I will be with them in the future in the Shibud Sh'or Malchiyos. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Amalafanov, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom, Mani maskilem tzara acheras. Why should I be masking another tzara? Dayam b'tzara zu. Enough to have this tzara. Amalav, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Yofa amata. Kosam alavnei Yisrael. Ekyesh lachan yalechem. Only tell them about this sir. Don't mention anything about the Shibud Malchiyos. So, yeah, in the parentheses, you see over there, he tries to explain once, say that Chalila, that Moshe was Hiskil B'Yoser, but he wants to say that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant that initially, Moshe, but I tell you, right now I'm not really bothered with that question. I would just like to understand what the dialogue is. What's this dialogue? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Eye Imam B'Tzara Zu, just like Moshe, Eye Imam B'Tzara B'Shibud Sh'or Malchiyos. So Moshe Rabbeinu's question seems obvious. What's the purpose of mentioning Shibud now? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense altogether. I mean, there's one thing in dialogue is you understand there are two positions. But over here, the first position, the Gemara Brachas. The position that Rashi's quoting in Gemara Brachas, the position that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't make any sense on the surface at all. What does he have to mention the Shibud Sh'or Malchiyos for? There's no reason for it. I mean, what's the purpose of it? Yeah. That's really the main question on Rashi. That's the question on Rashi.
So that question was, after Moshe presents his argument, so God's response sort of is a total change of the original thing, because Ekya originally was, just like I'm going to be over here, I'm going to do something in the future. Now I'm changing level.
So I think
answer the question, because Moshe says, how does the Bnei Yisrael think?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Max is right also. I mean, that what is the answer to the original question? How does it fit into the original question of Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, so we have to understand what God said and how it fits into the original question of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's correct, you're right. Yeah, but I think the answer over here is like this. that the, you see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, just to take the first step. Why did he add the Sha'or Shibudim, the Sha'or Goli, the other Golias, the Shibud Malchias? Yeah, why did he add that? What was the purpose of adding that? Because what he was saying is like this, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something, let's say for a person. He saves an individual from a catastrophic situation. So it doesn't mean there's no guarantee in the future that that's going to happen. I mean, it's a one-time thing. It's a one-time thing that at that moment the person deserves to be saved, or there could be another reason why the individual was saved. Maybe it wasn't based on his own merit. It could be for other reasons. God's cheshbonus is based on his infinite chokhmah. So therefore, the fact that the individual received Yeshua Hashem could be a one-time thing. So it's a one-time thing. Just because it happened, a person, for instance, neisakar to a person, does that mean it's going to happen again? I mean, on the contrary, in some fall neis, or even so far as Hashgach is concerned, can a person ever say that because in this situation HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him, he's going to help him in the future? It's nonsensical because he doesn't know Maasei Hashem. Doesn't know. So apparently, what Rashi's saying is, Eye imon b'shibud zeh, Asher Eye imon b'shibud shor malchus, was really addressing this issue. That this is not, you should tell them that this is not a one-time thing. This is not a one-time thing. But I'm with them now in the Shibud, just like I'll be with them in the future in the other Shibud. In the Shibud of the other Golias, including our Golias. Okay? So what does that add to? Why is that so, really? Why is that so? So the answer is, why should it be that way? But you said, a regular person, you can't say such a thing. The answer is, obviously, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu is that this relationship, you should explain to them the idea that the fact that I'm with them in this Shibud is based on something completely different than the regular factors that are involved in general in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat. That's a different kind of a mishpat. The mishpat of a yachid is a different kind of a mishpat. It's a mishpat based on schar v'onesh. Happens one time, this is what the future, no one knows what the future is going to be. The future may be worthy, may not be worthy. It depends. It's based upon schar v'onesh. It's based upon schar v'onesh. But over here, this is completely different. This is Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Amo. There's a special kind of relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, which is a different, which has different kinds of variables. It's not the same system. It's a different system of Hashgacha. You see. So this is not a one-time event. This is not a one-time event. But this really represents a powerful relationship, a different kind of Ashgacha between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, which is based on a different system. Which is based on a different system. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to teach Klal Yisrael the idea. I mean, of course, it just tells you the Rashi Prakim. And Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. He told the Skenim, the Chachmei Yisrael, he told them on their level what they could understand from this idea of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's different. It's not a one-time thing. This is a different kind of a system, a different kind of a relationship. It's a fundamental relationship. And therefore, it's a permanent relationship. And therefore, one of the dimensions that a person must know with regard to, once a person understands that idea, so he understands that Klal Yisrael really has two states. It's not just a haphazard thing. Klal Yisrael exists in two states. It exists in a state of Geula, and it exists in a state also of Golus. Two states. And in both states, the Hashgacha is just as strong. It's not any weaker. It's not any weaker in Golus. You see, that's the Ehya Imam B'Shibud Zeh, Asher Ehya Imam B'Shibud Malchus. They should understand that. It is not simply, it is not like by a yachid. By a yachid, if a yachid removes himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. Now he's subject to chance, like all the Rishonim say. Now now it's a different kind of relationship. But over here, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu was, you should teach them the idea. And if you teach them, in order to teach them the idea, so you have to set forth the way the whole idea expresses itself. And the idea is based upon the concept that there really we exist before God, before our Kadosh Baruch Hu, in two states. In a perfect state, where you have the Migdash, and in another state, in a state of Golus. You see the halacha is built that way. There's a Bizman Sheein HaMikdash Kayam, Bizman Sheein HaMikdash Kayam. It's not Bizman Sheein HaMikdash Kayam is it's not that Bizman Sheein HaMikdash Kayam is not now you're thrown off in your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not true. The relationship is just as strong, not any weaker. But it's different. But the relationship is there. That's the idea.
Bizman
Sheein Beis HaMikdash Kayam.
It's not just an absence.
It's not just an absence. The relationship is just as strong. That's really Verastichli Be'emuno V'yadat Es Hashem. So that's what Rashi says in the Navi. He says that Bizchan, that's the whole idea of the Navi, that you're miming in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you know that the Hashgacha is with Klal Yisrael, and it's with Klal Yisrael just as much, not any less, but it's with Klal Yisrael in a different way. And therefore, since it is Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it was really necessary. It was necessary, really, to formulate it in its full sense, and in the full understanding, that they should understand this is not a happenstance. It's not a situational, not a situational state. That right now they need Gula, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring them Gula. That is not really the understanding. The idea is that they exist now in a very strong bond in the Hashgacha. And that is what's going to bring about the Gula. And this bond, this Yachas is one which is permanent, and it always exists. And Klal Yisrael, whenever they'll be in Golus, it'll be the same thing. And just like there was a Gula from Mitzrayim, there will be a Geula Hasidah as well. Why? It's not based on occurrences, not based on events. It's based on Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Amo, and his relationship to Klal Yisrael. That's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Eye imohem betzara zu asher eye imohem betzara acheras, b'shibur acheras. So the idea was to explain Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a haphazard thing, not just a one-time occurrence. It's not a one-time occurrence. It's something different. So, what it means on one plane is what this much we could say. What is it, what does it mean? It means that the Hashgacha is with Klal Yisrael at all times, even in Golus. But the Hashgacha in the Golus also, it means that it is always working towards the Gula. It is working towards the Gula. Just like in Mitzrayim, that's what it means. Ehyeh Imam B'tzorazu, k'moshe eye imam, b'tzoracheres, b'shibud malchis acheres. It means to say that you can learn something from the Geulas Mitzrayim. It's not just a one-time thing, but there's something to be derived from Geulas Mitzrayim that we today can read the parasha. The parasha has the same meaning for us as it had for Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, which means just like the Ashgacha over there was with them and it was working towards the Geulah, it means the Ashgacha now and the Geulas is working towards the Geulah. It's a long Geulas, it's different. That was a shorter Geulas, this is a very long Geulas. But because it's long, doesn't mean it's any different. Because it's longer, doesn't mean it's any different, but it means just like over there, the factors and the elements of the Ashgacha were working to eventually bring them to the Geulah. Same thing is right now. Same thing is right now. That was really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Teach them that idea. They shouldn't just think they're getting out of Mitzrayim, they're escaping, this one-time thing is happening. That's not the concept, that's not the idea. The idea is based on a midas hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amo, a very special system. It's a different system. It's not the system of a yachad. A yachad is one time. This is a permanent relationship. And therefore, they should know, they should derive from this the idea that this is midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amo. And it's the Ashgacha is permanent, it's strong, and just like in Mitzrayim, the workings of the Ashgacha was towards the Geulah, now also, Bizman HaZeh, the same thing is occurring. Same Ashgacha is there, and it's working towards the Geulah. No difference, because it's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like a yachid. A yachid could be at one moment he could be saved, next moment he has no sheiches, he's thrown into the realm of chance. But not by Klal Yisrael. That's really the idea. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentioned the Shibud Shel Geulos, because it's a universal. Because it's a universal. And it's important to know that idea, because they should realize that in the future, this may happen again. And if it happens again, so then the same elements will be working, the same elements will be at work in order to bring about the Geula, just like in Mitzrayim. Same exactly. That was the idea. That's the full idea. So then Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that aspect, that's true. I mean, the idea in its full form demands, and it's even important that they should know that for the future. In terms of knowledge, there's no question that that's, if you wanted to give over the knowledge of that idea, so you have to, you should bring in the you should bring it in, because that's the full idea, and it's something that the Ummah has to know. And on the contrary, they should know it now, because then when they live through the Geulah, they'll be assured that in the future as well, when they go into Geulos, that just like they came out of Geulos Mitzrayim, they'll come out of this Geulos as well. So the idea is the idea in its full form is something which the Ummah must know, should really know, and should carry with them from that moment on. And it's something which really rationally should really give them strength. I mean, should give them more courage. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's true. The idea on the one hand is beneficial to them because it shows them the strength of the Ashgacha, and they know this is a permanent bond, and no matter what happens, that the Ashgacha is always there. And just like the Ashgacha will work now, they'll know when they see it working, they'll know it'll work in the future as well. So it'll strengthen their knowledge of the Ashgacha. But he said, but the people aren't able to think about that. Because the people at this point, all they can think about is getting out of this tzar. In other words, their emotions are focused on escaping from the tzar. And if you're going to talk about the metaphysical relationship and give them the knowledge which is beneficial for the future, they will not be able to tolerate it. Then the whole idea of Geulah is going to be broken. Because now it's not Geulah, It's true. It's a, for a metaphysician, it's a wonderful thing. But for a people that's in, that's suffering under the oppression of Mitzrayim, then they won't be able to do it. They will not be able to function. They won't be able to function. This knowledge is not good for them at this point. They're not on a level for that knowledge. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At a certain level of knowledge, while it's great, metaphysically, it's important, it's significant, and the person who is able to tolerate that knowledge is really strengthened by the knowledge, but an individual who is not on that level and is not capable of that, on the contrary, that knowledge will destroy them. They will not be able to function, won't be able to go out. They will not be able to be involved in the Gula. So that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it, and he said, Kosam Abin Israel, Ek Yesh Lachani Alecha. Just explain to them the idea of the universe. Don't bring it out in terms of its future effects. Rightfully you should, because this is the moment, really, when it should be established. And then when they see the Gula takes place, then they'll know that this is always going to be that way. But that's only for a person who can tolerate the idea of a shibud. But people who are in shibud at that moment can't tolerate it. They just want to hear about Gula. They don't want to hear about shibud. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yafa Mata, Yafa Mata. You see, so the thing is that the kasha really, now you see the kasha really is removed. The question was, in the parentheses, yes, he says, that he says that he says Chalila. That's what he says. Lo shehiskil Chalila Moshe Biyosa. Lo shelo haven divrei Hashem Yisbarach. Ki lo machshavto machshavas Hashem Yisbarach. So he once he says that Hashemay Oz kach hoisa daito b'omro Yisbarach ek yasher ek yel Moshe levado he gives lo she yagid li Yisrael. Vezel yafa amata shegam daiti metchila kach hoisa. So he wants to say there was a misunderstanding. No need to say it was a misunderstanding. No need to say it was a misunderstanding. I don't know that Pirishes were. Who wrote that? But the truth of the matter is that it's not necessary to say that. It's not a question. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained the idea fully to Moshe Rabbeinu. And in terms of the idea, that's the correct idea. And in terms of what should be, that's what should be. But Moshe Rabbeinu's role as a leader, as a manhig, demanded that he think over the perfect idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and adjust it and apply it for the Ummah. That was his role. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave him the idea abstract in its perfect form, you see. But his role was to take the idea and to adjust it. Yes, that was his responsibility. I mean, his responsibility was to make sure that Klal Yisrael has the strength to be involved in the Gula, to participate in the Gula. If they participate, there's no Gula. So that was his role. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yafa Amata. Yafa Amata. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told him the perfect idea. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, but this idea has to be adjusted for the Ummah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yafa Amata. That's your role. That's right. That's exactly right. So that's why Rashi explains the dialogue. If you take a look, yeah, because you see he mentions in the parentheses, he mentions that the Lashon HaGemara is mashmal like he's saying that it was a misunderstanding. It's not mashmal like that. It doesn't say it's a misunderstanding. Just like this, it says Chazal say Ek Yasher Gam Lakadosh Baruch Lemoshe Leichem Olam Liyisrael Ani Yisi Machem B'Shibud Zeh. Is interesting. Ani ha'yisi imochem b'shibud zeh, va'ani ehye imochem b'shibud malchias. It means, it wasn't a yisi, I mean, the Gula didn't take place yet, but it means to say that that you'll see, you shall see, it was something the Ummah should know this. This is something which the Ummah really should have knowledge of, because then, in the Gula, it'll form a permanent idea in their minds, you see. So he says, Amal afan arbashal, daya latzar b'shayta, Amal akadosh baruch, leichem olahem, ek yesh lachani aleichem. You see, it wasn't that, it was led, just tell them this, tell them the idea of the Ashgacha, tell them the universal, but don't tell them the full idea. But the full idea doesn't vanish. I mean, the full idea is still there, it still exists. And the whole idea is necessary, bismanazer. I mean, this pasuk is bismanazer. Is it really, if a person doesn't understand this, if a person doesn't understand this idea, he doesn't understand Gulas Mitzrayim. And Gulas Mitzrayim is everything. And we're still involved in the same kind of a situation. So it means that this is, that the Ekya Sheh Ekya is a permanent idea. It's something which we have to know today just as much as they had to know it then. And we have the benefit of the knowledge of Gulas Mitzrayim, which is evidence for the Gula Asida, the ultimate Gula. And that's why you see by Pesach at night Gula Asida has to be there. Gula Asida last coast. Gula Asida has to be there because Gulas Mitzrayim and Gula Asida are one. How are they one? They're one because it's the same Ashgacha. The same Ashgacha. It's not any different and not any weaker. And the same Ashgacha that was there then, Ani Yisi Yimoyim B'Shibuzev, Ani Eye Yimoyim B'Shibaracher. That's what Chazal is saying. That's what Chazal is saying. That was the concept. So that was the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's question. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's question was, according to that shot, so what was Moshe Rabbeinu's question? The question was, Hinei Anochi Vol B'nei Yisrael, V'yamarti Lohem Alekei Avoseichem Shlochani Aleichem, V'omrili Mashemo Ma'oma Aleichem. So what was this question according to Rashi? What was the question? The question was, yeah, it's true. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going to go to B'nei Yisrael. But when I go to B'nai Yisrael, I can't just go there. I mean, just tell them what? That there's going to be a miracle? They're going to get out? I mean, why? What's the idea? What kind of an idea is it? Schav Onesh? Is it what? How does this, what is the concept? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you explain them. This is not Schav Onesh. It's not like a Schav Onesh of a Yochid. It's a different system. It's a different system. Because if you would just tell them that it's Maisei Hashem for some reason, Maisei Hashem, that wouldn't be correct. In other words, he knew that the Ummah could not be Nigal unless they had the proper idea of Gula. Without the proper idea, there's no Gula. Just to say they're going to get out miraculously somehow, some kind of Nace is going to occur, is going to take them out miraculously, that's not Gula. That's confusion. That's confusion. Gula demands that the mind be able to see clearly what's happening. So that's why he said, V'amrili mashimo ma'oma aleihem. It means, mashimo means, what is the shame Hashem? What kind of midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this? How does this work? What is the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the shame Hashem is over here, this midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he explained to them. You explain to them, this is not Tzchav Einash. It's not Tzchav Einash, it's a different system. It's a system which is a permanent system, and it's a special system. A special Ashgacha between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's not any weaker in Golus. It's different. But it exists just as well when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim as it does in Golus. Only it's different. But it doesn't exist to any lesser degree. And what was the Midbar Sin? I mean, Moro was the Mayim Amorim. And then they went to Elim. And Elim, there's no problem. Elim goes to... It was a very, there were well springs and trees. It was a wonderful place. But then they went to Midbar Sin. What was wrong? Doesn't say what? Okay, I'm just saying the pasuk doesn't say. But then you'll see it says, Vayoma Moshe v'Aaron el kol b'nei Yisrael erev v'idatem ki ad Hashem hotzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Erev v'idatem ki ad Hashem hotzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, l'fi shamatem lanu ki yotzei semosanu teidu ki lo anachnu hamotziim el Hashem hotzi eschem sheyogiz lochem es haslov. Yeah, so what does Rashi mean? What does he mean? This is what the Slav is going to prove. I mean, all the Nisim and Mitzrayim don't prove it, and the Slav proves it. I mean, what is Rashi saying? Lefisha Martam Lano Ki Otzeisim Osan Atedu Ki Lo Anachno Amotziyim Ela Hashem Otzieschem She Yogiz Lachem Es Aslav. What does Rashi mean? What does it mean? Erev Yedatem. I mean, that's the all the Nisim and Mitzrayim aren't enough, and Kriyas Yamsuf is and the Slav is the proof. You see. But the answer is, and this is something I mentioned before, that the question was, the difficulty was in leaving Mitzrayim. That's why they said, Nitna Rosh and Ashuv Mitzrayim. Because the question was that now that they really demonstrated their status to the Mitzrayim, so the question was, maybe they should really go back and negotiate with the Mitzrayim a different kind of a settlement. What are you leaving civilization for? Where are you going into a midbar? Abandoning civilization. They really should have turned around, and they should have, now the Mitzrayim feared them, they wouldn't say anymore, they wouldn't make them avodah anymore, and they wouldn't say anymore that they can't go out to serve their God. They learned their lesson, so they could work out a settlement with them. So the situation where they could stay in civilization and partake of all the benefits of the civilization and not leave and go into a midbar. You see, that was the taina. There we had a whole society, a whole civilization. So why did you do this? Yeah, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. But now, what do we do now? Now, maybe we should go back and work something out with them. And why leave the whole civilized world and go into a midbar? It doesn't make any sense. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Erev yedatem ki Hashem hotzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. It's not just, you're not talking about the nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you out of there. Because then when you see the mon and the slav, so then you see this, that's what it demonstrated. This is the place you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to be there. And that was the strangeness of the, I mentioned this one time before, that was the strangeness of the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim, was that a nation that demonstrates a superiority should now go back and exercise its superiority over the civilized country that it was superior to. But no, it leaves the whole civilization and goes nowhere. It's into a midbar, into a desert. As lechtech acharav midbar garslo, zechat lechem chesed nirayach. It's not a simple thing to leave a whole civilization, the biggest civilization of the time, and the one that was really that afforded a person a luxurious life. And that's what they're saying. Even the avodim there lived in a certain level of luxury. Now to leave all that and abandon and go into a midbar, and you're telling us this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do? Where do you see? How do you know that? Erev yedatem ki Hashem hotzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. He wants you out of Mitzrayim. And that was demonstrated through the monarch of Islam. Why? What Max is saying, mean that would, if they would have thought that, then they would think they got out, and now they're free to do whatever they want. That's correct. Yeah.
So it would align with what you're saying, because same
motion. One thing is Gulas Mitzrayim. That's one thing. But then after Gulas Mitzrayim, I mean, the question is, what do you do afterwards? That's the next question. Okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them he didn't explain, in other words, he didn't give them the idea in terms of its full application for the future. But the idea he gave them, without the application. Okay. V'od Dorshu. Rabban says, V'od Dorshu. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Emor lohem. Ani shehoyisi. Va'achshav anihu, va'anihu osid lovo, lakach kosuv kan eki gimel pomen. Okay? So this is three times. Why three times? So Yitzchak says three times is because it means that God's eternal existence. Anisha yisi, va'achshav anihu, va'anihu osid lovo. Says, ubiu das Rabbi Yitzchak. Ki ba'avur she'azman ha'over va'osid. Va'azman ha'over va'osid. Kulo b'bore b'hove. Ki ein chalifus utzva imo. V'lo avrum miyomov klum. Lefikach yikrabo kol azmanim b'shem echad. Mora chiv ha'metzius. I wasn't. Ramban is quoting Rabbi Yitzchak. I mean, Rabbi Yitzchak says, it would seem something which is intelligible. That it says, why did it say Ekya three times? Because one is Anisha Yisi, and the second one is Achshav Anihu, and the third one is Anihu Osid Laho. Lakach Kosov Khan Ekya Kimopomet. Ubiur Dasib Yisuk, Varish is Mana over Osako, Kulubar Bahova. What is Ramban saying? What is he saying? And it would seem that Rabbi Yitzchak says it's self-understanding. What does he mean? So the Ramban is bothered with his saying, Rabbi Yitzchak is saying that it says it three times. But you'll notice the three times that it says it is always Eya. You see? It's always Eya. Why doesn't it say Hoya Hove V'Yiya? Doesn't say that. So Ramban says that that's exactly what Rabbi Yitzchak is explaining. Rabbi Yitzchak is an interesting. Imagine Ramban. You see, Ramban looked in deeply into the words of Chazal. That's exactly what Rabbi Yitzchak is explaining. That it doesn't say it Hoya Hove V'Yiya, because if it would say Hoya Hove V'Yiya, it would mean that his existence is an existence in time. Even though it's eternal, you might say, it's eternal, yeah, but it's subject to time. It means he existed in the past infinitely, he exists in the present, and he exists infinitely in the future. That would be wrong, because that would mean that he is subject to Zman, you see. But no, he says that would be inappropriate, that would be incorrect. He says, "V'lo over miyam of klom." That would mean that there is time as an element which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is subject to. That would be an inappropriate idea. Okay. So he says, that's why it says it three times, but it says it only in one form. And what is the form? The form of Ehyeh means he will always exist. You see, the Ehyeh form is the future form, is the one form which lends itself to the idea of eternal and not Zman. You understand me? Because you say, what he means, Ehyeh means he will always exist. You can't speak about him in the past. You can't speak about him in the present. You can only say, in the Ramban says Hova, he means different Hova. It's not Hova, our Hova. It means he always exists. You see? So Ehyeh, the form of Ehyeh, is the only form that is used because it's Mora al Chiyuv HaMetzius. It means he will always exist. What is his existence? How can you talk about God's? He will always exist. It means it's essential eternity. What is it? In other words, when you speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the past, or the present, or the future, there's only one appropriate way for man to describe his existence, and that is, he will always exist. It means his existence is not related to time at all, but it's essential. It's essential. That's what Ramban is saying. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak means. That's why it's three times to show you that it's Mora on the fact that it encompasses the Ovar and the Hove and the Osid of this universe, but it encompasses it not under the framework of Zman, but it encompasses it because it's essential existence. That's what the Ramban says. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak means. Yes. Finally, the fichoch yikra bo kol hazman b'shem echad. One shame. What's the shame? Morachi of Hamatzius. Which is the shame? That's Morachi of Hamatzius. Ehyeh. He will always exist. He will always exist does not mean in the future. It means that he will always exist because his existence is essential. So that's why he uses the word Ehyeh. That's the only proper description. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak means. Rabbi Yitzchak meant to say it's three times to be Mora on Hoyahova V'Yiyah. But it's only mentioned in one form because it would be inappropriate to say Hoyahova V'Yiyah, because then you'd be saying your subject is Zman. So that's why it says it three times to give you the idea of Hoya over Yiyah, but simultaneously to show you it's not the same Hoya over Yiyah of an ordinary existence, but it's a Hoya over Yiyah of Ehyeh, essential existence. You see? That's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. But it's amazing how the Ramban didn't just take Rabbi Yitzchak on a superficial plane. And so he goes, could have said, it's just all the children, all he's saying is, yeah, three times, however you can, however you hear. No, it's not connected. Why is that connected? And the reason is, if that's connected, so it should have been straight. It's not like a drusha. You know, like I say, it's a connected this, connected that. It's not a drusha. It's an actual limud. It means it has to be that way. It has to be these three. Can negate the idea of Hoya Hover the Year, but the Hoya Hover the Year is not based upon Hoya Hover the Year. It's based upon Eya, which means his existence is essential. Essential existence. He will always exist. He must exist. That's what it means. He must. His existence is necessary. That's what it means. It's amazing. But you see the Rambanda, you see how he saw deeply into what he said. Didn't you go see Tanya? Yeah, can I get from Tanya? Rambanda understood exactly what the idea was. It's a very deep idea. Okay. Yeah. He said, the Ramban's right. Yeah, it says, man ha'over v'osid kulo b'borei b'hover. It means to say, he's not subject to Zman. That's what it means. It's always, every Zman is related to his existence. But his existence is not related to Zman. So every Zman is related to his existence, but his existence is not related to every Zman. That's exactly what he says. It says Behova. Behova doesn't mean our Hova.
Right.
You see? Okay. So like this, the way we learn Pshat and Rashi. He said like this. He says, Avadiyatchilas in Yano, Ki She'elaso Shamosh Ladas Darkei Hashem Mishmo. He wanted to know, and it says, well, what is the Shem Hashem? He wanted to know, it means Shem Hashem means Darkei Hashem. Nishmo, because Shem Hashem means Idias Hashem. That's what Shem means. Kinyin shechozva mahod yenis noz drachecho. V'aidocho. V'chaheshiv lo Hashem v'karosi b'shem ad Hashem lefonecho. What does it mean, karosi b'shem ad Hashem lefonecho? It means I'll explain to you the idea, an idea with regard to Hashem. V'chanos yes asher ochon v'richamti yes asher arachem. Lemar ki b'shem anich borazeh ashe yikro lefonov yechonein v'yirachem. V'lo yuchal adam lovo ad omek derachov. Kein omar bakan. Eho eman de eho. Bishmi. Shetoma lohem shehu ekye. Kivo ani ima adam lachonen ulorachim. Now what is he saying basically? You see what he says? He says that according to Unklus, that the eho eman de eho means I will be with the one that I will be with. Like he said, Ramban says that that's directly really from the psukim later. The karasi b'shem ad Hashem lefonecho, the chanosi es asher ochon, v'richamti es asher rachem. So what does it mean? The question is, what does the pshut Hashem mean? The chanosi asher, what does one thing have to do with the other? The karasi b'shem ad Hashem lefonecho is one thing. What's the chanosi es asher ochon, v'richamti es asher rachem? What does that got to do with it? It's a separate thing. But the answer is, you see what the Ramban says? The Ramban's like this, amazing idea. It's like this. He says, Lema, ki b'shem anich barazeh, ashe yikro lefonov, mizah gashbach will be yikro lefonov, yechonein v'yirachim, v'lo yuchal odom lovo ad omed drachov. What's Ramban saying? Ramban's just saying a fun thing, you don't understand the gashbach. I mean, there's an idea over here, see? Kein oma bekan, eho eman de eho, b'shmi, shetoma lohem shehu ekye, kivo ani im ha'odom l'chonein l'rachem. That's what I'm saying.
So it's a closed definition, which means that the only way you understand these things is by knowing God's essence.
What he's saying is like this. And why is this important to tell them at this time? It's an amazing Ramban. It's an Ramban of my uncles. Amazing uncles. What he means is like this. It means that you see there cannot be any geula if the people have the wrong idea of what geula is. If the people look at the geula in a way that they think that they could understand somehow or other, they could feel or they could understand what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing.
then it's not good one. Then it's just, then it's just nonsensical. Then it's just reverting to a nonsensical primitive state. You see. That state of mind borders on a vadazar. But the real, they must know that there's only, that everything that happens, yes, there's a reason, there is a knowledge of it, but it stems from Yediyas Hashem. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu could understand it. He can understand it. Then you'll understand. You'll understand my midos. But those midos stem from Yediyas Hashem. It's the source. The Shem Hashem is the source. It's not a source that a person can project emotionally onto a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You see, that's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. See, ki b'shem ha-nechbar hazeh she yikro l'funav yechonein v'yirachon. But how does the Rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu come about? Not through any kind of feelings that we can project or relate to. If you think that way, then there's no gula. There's no reason for gula. But to recognize that the midas ha-rachamim stems from a source of infinite chachma that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand, but it's a dover amok miod. That's what the Ramban says. It says, v'lo yuchal adam lovo ad omek drachav, which means to say that they must know. What did they know? They had to know that they don't know. That's what they had to know. In other words, Yetzias Mitzrayim was not possible unless they recognize that they cannot apply any kind of emotions or any kind of feelings, human feelings, to the situation, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Geula. And if they don't know that, then there's no Geula. So the Geula is only possible if they know that the Midas HaRachamim, the Rechamti Asher Rachim, stems from the Shem Hashem, and it's accessible only through an unbelievable level of chokmah, which Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one that was able to receive through the Nevuah, like the Rambam says, nobody before him and nobody after him, and they have to know that that is the source of the Midas HaRachamim. Nothing else. If they try to understand it, if they try to relate it to some kind of a feeling or some kind of a sense, then they're denying Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then they're falling into the world of the primitive. So Uncle has held that the whole Geula, that's what he says, that's exactly what I'm buying. So he says, Avaladiyat tchila inyano, ki she'elos ha-shemoshul das, da'ke Hashem mishmo, da'ke Hashem mishmo. V'kasha heishiv lo, v'kasha heishiv, k'kini yishachoz av amo, din nos trochecho v'edocho. Later he says the same question. V'kasha heishiv lo shom, v'karasi b'shem ad-shem v'nach v'chanos ha-sherachim v'chan t'sherachim. Right now he didn't give him the answer. Right now he didn't give him the answer. But right now, he told them this much. He said, this is what you must tell them. You must tell them, ki b'shem ha-nichbar hazeh, asher yikra lefonav, that he will, in the future, yechonein v'yirachem, v'lo yuchal adam lovo adam adrochav. Person cannot feel he understands this. Kein omar b'kan, eho eman deho. Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu with us? Why? Because Eho Aman Deho, his chachma dictates. I have no way of knowing. For me, it's Aman Deho. All I can say about it is, he is with who? With who he wills to be. Aman Deho. And that's all I can say about it. So it's really a negation of any kind of sense, of human sense, of a human sense of understanding the Midas HaGeula. It's a denial of any kind of human way to place the Geula and the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some kind of a human framework. That's an absolute denial of it. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us? Because we feel it should be that way? Because it's right? No. Because Eho Aman Deho. That's it. He decides. And that's only through the only one that can go up that ladder to gain access to why it is that way Is Moshe Rabbeinu the Adon HaNevi'im at one time, never anyone before, never anyone after, and that's why Docha B'Shem, Chanos Yisrasher Ochem V'Richamt Yisrasher Arachem. That's the source of the Midas Agula. And if they don't understand the idea behind the Midas Agula, if they're going to project nonsensical ideas on the Agula, there's no Agula, you see. That's what Unkos is saying. That's Unkos. That's Ramban's mind, Unkos. Okay. Yeah, in other words, I mean, just in case it's not clear, just to add some clarity of it, it means, in other words, that Unkos is saying is the Eho Iman de Eho stems from the Shem Hashem, which is Ekya. That's what he's saying. Okay. I mean, is right. I mean, this should be extended to the concept of the Yidimu Midos. That the Gemara says that, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that Bishor, Shehem, Gemara in there? Bishor. Be'esor. It says they should say the Yidimu Midos, Vani Mocha Wahem. According to Unkelus, that's exactly what it means. It means to say that just like over there, the concept of the Gula was understanding the Chanos Yisrasher Ochon, the Karasi B'Shem Hashem Lefonecho, Eho Mandaho, and then B'Shem Hashem. So too, whenever they're Be'ez Tzorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu Tamar Shabin, they should Asu Lefonei Kaseida Azev Ani Mochalem. That means they have to have this idea. They understand this idea, just like this idea was the idea of the Gula, so this idea will always be the idea through which they can become Nigel. That Asula Fani Kazeda Hazer Fani Mochalam. It comes back to similar to what Rashi says, that really Gulas Mitzrayim was really the basis and the form, the model for every situation of Tzara, every situation of Gulas. And with regard to this, so that means that they that whenever they have that idea brought about the Gula. So Chazal said, whenever they saw, and they still find considered as the Machlans. That's all because that's a constant. It's a constant. That's just like that. That's like Rashi says, Ekya. It's not a Machlans. Ekya Shekya. Just like I am with them in this Sora, I'll be with them in the next Sora as well, because that's a permanent fixed Hashgacha. Okay.